Welcome to the Freedom Center related to strife. Strife is a dissension or conflict. Strife creates discord between you and someone else or you and God. Its goal is to separate you. Remember how as a kid you used to draw a line in the back seat of the car, just hoping that your brother or sister would cross it so that you could pound them? I call this the strife line, so to speak. This is the type of dissension or conflict that we are talking about, where you struggle for control of someone else. And it is an action or words that result in a lack of agreement or harmony. Often we create strife, as Proverbs 18:6 says, "A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating." You see, strife stirs up quarreling and anger like a big pot of brew that poisons that around it. It can be about pushing someone's buttons, knowing full well what the result will be. It's wrong, and wise and honorable people don't create strife. Another form of strife is scoffing. You know how if someone scoffs at you, it really riles you up? Disputes and harsh disagreements generate strife and division. It will eventually bring reproach to you and your household. You see, strife is a major weapon of the enemy. Particularly, it's a target for him for primary relationships, like marriages and families in particular. He uses strife, scoffing, and dissension to destroy the family unit. It is the enemy's attempt to rile up one against another, resulting in destruction, as you saw. And believe me, the enemy is good at it. It is what Satan did with 1/3 of the angels that ended up falling from heaven. Behind strife is really a power struggle, typically rooted in pride or anger. And it is active and alive, and it will not stop until destruction occurs. Strife says, "I am superior, and you are out of sync with me." Strife contends for control of another, and it leads to factions and divisions. Strife is a choice. Strife says, "My way or the highway." Strife says, "Discord won't hurt us. Come on, let's debate and argue with each other and start slinging words around." Strife thinks what is mine, and what is yours is mine. I will get my way by quarreling, wrangling, and contending with you. Strife thinks your view doesn't count. You don't count. Strife is from the enemy, Satan and his forces, and it is discord. It causes you to be out of sync with others and out of sync with God. It is the enemy's attempt to draw you into actions or words that drive out harmony and cause quarrels. His goal is to divide and conquer. Strife tries to isolate you and get you to cause reproach to yourself and your family. Don't be deceived. It is an unhealthy place to be. It will eventually bring you reproach. So turn and soften your heart today. Humble yourself and submit to God. God will give you the grace and the strength to control your mouth and your actions going forward and to keep strife out of your life. Let's look at some of the Bible passages. Proverbs 17:19 says, "He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction." In other words, begs it to come. Proverbs 13:10 says, "By pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom." So get your wisdom from God. It is the best well-advised that you can get. And Proverbs 16:28 says, "A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates best friends." Proverbs 17:14 says, "The beginning of strife is like the releasing of water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts." You see, there's the strife line. If you cross it and let it go, it will keep going. Proverbs 30:33 says, For as churning milk produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. So how do we stand and get rid of strife? First, we avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. 2 Timothy 2:23 says exactly that. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they will generate strife. So ask God to increase your discernment of when the enemy is trying to drag you into a quarrel or ignorant dispute so that you can avoid it. Remember, strife is stirred up. If you start feeling it stirring inside of you, stop and don't engage. And Proverbs 23 says, "It is a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel." So avoid the strife line. When you feel it stirring, just don't cross it. And in fact, I'd erase the strife line right out of your life so it doesn't exist anymore. Second, you need to cast out the scoffer and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease according to Proverbs 22:10. So cast out scoffing. Don't allow it out of your mouth or in your house. Kill it with the bullet of God's love and grace. Proverbs 10:12 says, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin." Yes, maybe that was said or done was foolish, but clothe it in love, not hate. Kick out unrighteous anger and control it. How? By humbling yourself before God and asking God to give you His eyes and His thoughts. You see, He always sees things differently than we do. He knows all the background behind each person, and He created each one of us uniquely in the heavenlies. Sure, some of mankind isn't nice, but ask Him to help you to separate the person from the action or the words. It will make eradicating strife a lot easier when you know it is strife and not the person. Stay in the love of God and ask Him to increase your love for Him, yourself, and others every day. Ask God to strengthen your spirit with His Holy Spirit so that it stays in control of your mouth and your actions. The Bible says a kind word turns away wrath. And go on, as Matthew says, bless those that curse you and pray for those who misuse you. And the only way you can do this is if your spirit is above your human nature and flesh. But when you do, how great the reward, because true joy, peace, and happiness are a result. Stand in liberty and stay in love. And when you discern strife to be about, pull out your bullets of grace and love. Erase the strife line with the love of God and command peace and joy in its place. So what I'd like to do now is move into the ministry prayer part, and we're going to kick strife out of our lives. So please bow your head and from your heart pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me and that I am Your child. I thank You, Jesus, that You paid the price for me to be reconciled to God and for me to live life abundantly. Forgive me for participating in and causing strife. I don't want strife in my life anymore. I lay down my strife, anger, pride, and selfish control at Your feet, Jesus. I turn from these things back to You, Lord. Remove the strife from my life. And my relationships. and replace it with your love, mercy, grace, and peace. Forgive me for hurting others with my words and ways. I know now and believe that you created me and others uniquely, and that I need to separate the person from the word or action. Strife, pride, anger, and control, I rebuke you and loose you out of my heart and life. Now, in the name of Jesus, I put the blood of Jesus between you and me. Do not return in Jesus' name. Go now. Lord, I ask in its place that you loose your spirit of truth, love, forgiveness, and liberty in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, pour out the love of the Father on me. Fill up my heart and increase it every day with His love. Increase my discernment to the enemy tactics. I thank you that you give me your Holy Spirit to help me and teach me these things. I thank you, Lord, that I have a spirit of love, power, sound mind, and self-control. Relationships restore in the name of Jesus. I stand, Lord, thanking you. You are my God. You are my Creator. You are my high tower to whom I shall run. I thank you that you love me unconditionally and immeasurably. That your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. That your ways are higher than my ways. Bless your holy name. You are the only true God. Amen. So be it, brother and sister. Now that you're free, when strife tries to come along again and engage you, don't. Resist it. And instead, begin thanking God for that person whose strife is trying to destroy and work through. Ask God for His eyes to show you what is behind it all so that you can stop the real enemy, Satan and his forces. Speak out loud, "My spirit is over my flesh, and I will not engage in strife or foolish disputes in Jesus' name. When I humble myself, my God will exalt me, and I command love, joy, and peace in the place of strife." Be blessed. Stay out of strife. Grace, grace instead. See you in heaven someday. Michelle.